नमस्ते, म भुवन कोस्मीको तर्फबाट अर्को मेन्टरिङ 101 को सेसन लिएर आएको छु। हामीसँग आज गेस्ट हुनुहुन्छ डाक्टर मधुरिमा भद्रजी। उहाँसँग चाहिँ मेरो भेट भयो 2-4 महिना अगाडि भएको हो, नेपाल कम्युनिटीको एउटा प्रोग्राममा भेट भएको थियो। सो त्यही फर्स्ट भेटदेखि नै आई हेभ अलवेज बिन फ्यासिनेटेड बाई हर, इन्सपायर्ड बाई हर, होइन। एउटा चाहिँ क्वालिटी भनेको चाहिँ सी स्पिक्स अ माइन्ड भेरी ओपनली, एकदम निर्धक्कसँग भन्नुहुन्छ आफ्नो ओपिनियन। अनि ओपिनियन भन्दाखेरि पनि सी इज के भन्ने त्यो, सी इज नट सी गिभ्स यु द स्पेस टु बी युर सेल्फ के, त्यो तपाईँलाई स्पेस दिएर पनि सी इज भेरी भोकल अबाउट वाट सी बिलिभ्स इन। त्यो चाहिँ आई फाउन्ड भेरी इन्सपायरिङ, अनि त्यो म सिक्न पनि खोज्दैछु, हाउ टु स्पिक युर माइन्ड विदाउट रियली भनौँ न इरेजिङ द पर्सन इन फ्रन्ट अफ यु, होइन। किनभने हामी वी बिकम टु इमोसनल कहिलेकाहीँ डिबेटमा, डिस्कसन्समा। सो द्याट्स समथिङ द्याट आइ एम विसिङ टु लर्न फ्रम हर। तर त्यो बाहेक अरू थुप्रै पनि छ कि सी सी उहाँकै सानो इन्ट्रोडक्सन मैले पढ्दाखेरि पनि सी वेयर्स मल्टिपल ह्याट्स रे, होइन, यति धेरै काम गरिरहनु भएको छ। सिनियर पब्लिक हेल्थ एन्ड जेन्डर प्र्याक्टिसनर, अब रेडियो जकी, उहाँको रेडियो प्र्याक्टिस प्र्याक्टिसको बारेमा पनि हामीले 2-4 हप्ता अगाडि कुरा गरेका थियौँ। अनि हाउ सी इज सो प्यासनेट अबाउट इट, होइन, इट स्टिल ड्रज हर टुवर्ड्स इट भन्ने पनि। अनि सी इज अ लेक्चरर, सी इज अ कोच, अनि एउटा 19 वर्षको चाहिँ एकुमुलेटेड एक्सपिरियन्स भनेको चाहिँ एज अ मेन्टर, ट्रेनर, प्रोजेक्ट म्यानेजर, अनि प्रोग्राम इभ्यालु थुप्रो छ, होइन। अब यो सबै मैले पढ्नुभन्दा पनि इट्स बेटर टु जस्ट इन्भाइट हर अन द स्क्रिन, अनि उहाँको मुखबाट सुन्यो भने चाहिँ इट माइट बी इभन बेटर। लेट्स जस्ट वेलकम मधुरिमाजी अन द स्क्रिन एन्ड लेट्स जस्ट गेट दिस कन्भर्सेसन रोलिङ।
थ्याङ्क यू सो मच भवनजी, नमस्ते एभ्रीवन। आई होप एभ्रीबडी इज ह्याभिङ एन एक्सलेन्ट फ्राइडे, एन्ड होपफुली इफ यु आर वाचिंग दिस विल ऐड टु योर एक्सलेन्स।
कसो मजाको इन्ट्रो दिनुभयो नि त, एक्सलेन्स है। म यो सायद लाइन चोर्छु पनि होला, एकदम ओपनली युज दिस समवेयर एल्स। अवसम अवसम स्टार मधुरिमाजी, हाउ वुड यु, मैले चाहिँ आई डोन्ट नो इफ आई जस्टिफाइड इन्ट्रोड्युसिङ यु, हाउ वुड यु इन्ट्रोड्युस युर सेल्फ इफ यु ह्याड टु इन्ट्रोड्युस?
Well, first of all, Bunji, like I think you have painted me to be like way more awesome than I see myself. But yeah, if that was the lady that I didn't know was me, then I'd be like, yeah, who is she? I'd love to meet her one day. So yeah, I think basically, I mean, I don't think I really have anything else to add other than the fact that like I'm like super passionate about whatever I do. A lot of times it's you know, I love to learn new things, so especially like coaching ko yo session ma, I'm like learning so much from Coach Me and like Bahar and like, and even from the deputy mayors, that like, you know, how we met each other, like it's just been such a enriching experience for me, okay? Also, it's allowing me to draw from my previous experiences as well as learn new skills and then amalgamate that and then bring out something that is a combination of multiple stuff. So I think, like, even though, like, you know, you said I wear multiple hats, so I just think that that's just different ways of making biryani, Zani. Like, or a different biryani every time, like with my work.
Oh, awesome. Different ways of making biryani, of a biryani ko metaphor use garnu bhayo, beautifully said. Madhurima ji, यो बाहिरको लेबल्सहरू छोड्ने हो भने चाहिँ, इफ यु जस्ट लिभ द लेबल्स आउट अथवा त्यसलाई डस्टबिनमै फालिदिने हो नि, हु इज मधुरिमा एज अ पर्सन?
यु नो वाट, आई थिङ्क आई एम समबडी हुज आइ एम अ नर्ड, है, आइ एम अ नर्ड फर नलेज, इट कुड बी एनीथिङ। सो लाइक आई स्पिक आउट ओभर लर्निङ अबाउट ह्युमन राइट्स एन्ड जस्टिस एन्ड स्टफ लाइक द्याट एज मच एज आई गेट एक्साइटेड एन्ड स्पिक आउट अबाउट रिडिङ एन्ड वाचिङ भिडियोज अबाउट युएफओज एन्ड लाइक नियर डेथ एक्सपिरियन्सेस एन्ड यु नो अल अफ द्याट लाइक एन्जल्स एन्ड एभ्रिथिङ। लाइक आई फाइन्ड एभ्रिथिङ फेसिनेटिङ एज वेल एज सच एन अपर्च्युनिटी टु लर्न, बिकज आई थिङ्क लाइफ हेज सो मेनी लेयर्स नि, होइन, there's the three dimensional world that we live in, and then there's the spiritual world, there's the spiritual aspect of our lives and all that. And I feel that they are interconnected and can be interconnected. And sometimes, especially if you're too technical or like, and me, I'm also a scientist because like I'm also a dentist, right? Now. So like, I think it would be great to be able to find a balance between all of that. And, you know, again, I love the word amalgam. So like, and to amalgamate that into my life and things like that. So I think, yeah, I'm trying to do that. I am loyal as a friend or a coworker. I generally like to look out for people. I never have bad intentions. But if somebody comes and breaks my trust, then I'm pretty ruthless.
Awesome. Okay. So if someone comes and breaks your trust, you're pretty ruthless.
Yeah.
Oh, nicely said. Mala yo kisimle kasale pani kura garera maile bhetya chaina eti openly to accept ki you'll fight back, which is natural.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Tooth and nail. I'll do everything in my power to make sure that I get the justice I deserve. I don't always get it, but at least I have the self-satisfaction of knowing that I didn't stop.
Awesome. You get the justice you deserve, भन्नुभयो. अनि हाम्रो अलिकति ब्याक स्टेजमा पनि एकदम इन्ट्रेस्टिङ कन्भर्सेसन डिबेट सानो डिस्कसन भइरहेको थियो. सो इट वाज अल्सो रिभल्भिङ अराउन्ड जस्टिस के. सो वाइ इज जस्टिस सो इम्पोर्टेन्ट फर यु?
I mean, I think justice is very important for me because, like, you know, each and every one of us who has been born into this world, like, no matter how we identify as individuals or no matter how we identify our sex, gender, our sexuality, our sexual orientations and stuff like that, first and foremost, we're people, I know. We're individuals who are born into this world, and like anybody else, no matter where you're born, we all should have equal rights or equal opportunities, or there should be no discrimination. Okay. Being Nepali, we already are at a disadvantage because of where we're born in the world, geographically and geopolitically, and also economically. I know we're already at a disadvantage. So, like, I'm in Nepal, just to tell you, I feel like it's really important for us to make every effort that we can for achieving, be it economic justice or like a fair chance for everybody. And sometimes that fair chance might mean that somebody needs to get a leg up or a push up, like kasailai chai hamile huncha ni aru byakti lai hamile hinera janu sakchau bhane kasailai chai cycle chaina sakcha haina tyo manzil ma pugna ko lagi wa chai to reach to any destination that they need to reach, haina, be it education wise or job opportunity wise and things like that. So I think that's why, like, you know, being in a just system is like extremely important to me. And I also don't always, when I think about justice, I don't always look to a government. Like, I think justice is also multi-tiered and multifaceted because, like, eura the justice, it should start from ourselves to other people as well, I know. Only I try to embody that as much as possible, but I don't think I'm that perfect as yet. Like, there are certain times when I do slip up because my own personal biases come in, I know. Only things like that, but also, like, you know, a lot of conversations, a lot of times, are revolving around like how, like what is going to happen, who's going to take the action, and the people are asking who's taking action instead of saying, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. These are three things I will do from today. I know. What are three things you could do, one? I'd say we can always ask Nita. Like, I'm right now not involved in any government work, or neither am I a part of any political party or something like that, but I'm very passionate about education. So one of the ways in which I can support is, like, you know, sometimes if I see somebody who is financially not viable and I have some resources, then I will just give them those resources if they need, if it's somebody who needs, like, you know, just maybe a couple of thousand rupees just to buy their school books. I know. So that way, like, at least I've impacted one person's life, or at least for the first 6 months of their school year, I've impacted that by having their parents not be able to worry. Like, a few of my schoolmates and I, we actually have been supporting two girls in our school. Like, muta India ma pore, no? सो आई वेन्ट टु अ रोमन क्याथोलिक बोर्डिङ स्कुल. सो हाम्रो स्कुलले चाहिँ दे अफन ट्राई टु स्पोन्सर लाइक पुअर चिल्ड्रेन भनेर, पुअर एन्ड निडी भन्छ, विच आई डोन्ट थिङ्क इज द राइट वर्ड, तर स्टिल लाइक इट्स क्याचिङ अप, होइन, देयर स्टिल नट युजिङ द राइट वर्ड. तर सो मी एन्ड अ कपल अफ माई क्लासमेट्स, वी सपोर्ट लाइक टु गर्ल्स एन्ड वी बिन सपोर्टिङ देम सिन्स दे वर इन क्लास 5, अनि नाउ देयर इन क्लास 10 के. So we've been supporting them for the past 5 years, and it's like unsani financially it doesn't take a huge toll on me, I know, or any of our classmates. Like if one of us was supporting visa nako, it would be difficult, but since sometimes there's like 8-9 of us, it's like the, and yearly it changes, I know, sometimes we have 12-13 and then sometimes we just have like 8-9 of us. So it's a feel good way of making an impact also, but also like, you know, bringing about change in ways that are small but tangible to who receives it.
Beautiful Madhuri Maji. So hamle jaile pani kei na kei garna sakchhau, thulai kei garnu huncha bhanne sacrifice, it could be a collective.
Yeah, and in my work experiences, I know, like sometimes I feel like, especially like post earthquake, I worked a lot with a big NGO, you know, we were working in 4 different districts, you know, we went with our cars, I had an excellent salary, and we helped people, and I felt we were helping people, but ultimately when I actually found out how much money we were spending on each household that we were helping over a period of 1 year, it was like less than 30% of my monthly salary, not even yearly salary, it was less than 1%, less than 30% of my monthly salary. So it really made me reflect. I mean, I enjoyed the work, I loved the fact that it was very rewarding for me personally, but knowing like how much we actually spent per family when we did a breakdown was like flabbergasting for me. And it was I know that the families who received it were also like evaluating the way we ran our program and we provided services and relief very positively, but also at the same time I begin to question like, could I have done more, or could we have done more, could it have been better managed?
Okay, awesome.
So, yeah, those are things like, I don't know if I have the answers to that, but I definitely have questions.
Huh. Ani, that's the best start, you know, when you start asking yourself these questions.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really good to ask ourselves questions as well. And that's not in any way negating what anybody else does. It's just asking if that's the right thing for you, or like how does it make you feel about it. So since then, say there are many ways in which I prefer to do pro bono work and help for less money, and then be able to make an impact in different ways. Like sometimes I conduct sessions on menstrual hygiene and like sexual and reproductive health. I do a lot of Q&A sessions, and sometimes I feel like maybe rather than me just teaching somebody to wash their hands and brush their teeth, right now, on a regular basis, maybe like the impact of my knowledge would be better if I was helping them make safer sex related decisions, safer menstrual health related decisions, or answering their queries, and like even removing a fear or like any kind of, because they don't understand, sometimes we don't understand what's happening with our body, right now. So especially Dr. Google ko ma gaye bhanta, we just think about all these different we give ourselves all these signs and symptoms and self-diagnose, I know. So too boy, I mean, me being able to answer technical questions for women and also men, sometimes I do have men also ask, so it helps me to provide that technical know-how, at least peace of mind, or what is the next action that they should take if something happens to them, if I could show the point out their various options, I know, rather than show them the way, like I could say, like, if this happens, if you don't get your monthly period for two or three months in a row, then go to a doctor. When you go to a doctor, it's advisable that you don't just go to a general practitioner, find a gynecologist. who has a little bit more knowledge, who might be able to help you more. Yeah. So things like that, I think, are more impactful. Or maybe I'm just kidding myself.
No, it's definitely more impactful.
But that's how it feels to me.
Even as a guy, there's so many issues and I'm going to go to the hospital. And I'm going to Google doctor consult. You get more confused. There are symptoms. You start fearing the worst. And you don't consult anyone. I'm sure it's equally or even worse for women who are even more afraid of discussing their.
Yes, and also, sometimes, not to knock all medical personnel, because I myself, am one of them, but sometimes I do feel, our doctors are so knowledgeable, and they understand things that they don't understand why it's important for all patients to be able to understand things in a lay manner. Because I've had that happen to me myself at a gynecologist, China, so I've had the experience of being ill-treated or just told you have to do this instead of giving me my options. The only reason I know I have options is because I have that education and I know that what are the different options that could be for the condition I have.
Okay.
So everybody would not have that knee, you know? So I think it's really important to spend time with people and things like that.
Okay, awesome, Madhurimaji. I have a few questions on personal side, and I've got a few questions regarding whatever you do, you're very passionate about it. I'm just curious to know, even though you've got multiple passions, what's your biggest passion?
I think my biggest passion is to be useful. That's why I do all those other things, because that's different ways and it's an interesting ways for me to be useful. And so it keeps my life interesting as well. So that's my balance one for the all.
Okay. Useful. I think that's a very good way of looking at life as well. It makes I think it makes a lot of sense. Stress when you got, so you just be useful wherever you can. And be more impactful. Awesome. So where did you grow up, Madhurimaji? Which part of Nepal?
So basically, I have a pretty checkered growing up. I was born in Kathmandu to intercaste parents. So, but my mom used to be an Indian citizen, though she's of Nepali origin before she married my dad. So, basically born in Kathmandu, and then I moved with my parents to the US when I was 2 years old. I know. My father was getting his PhD, so I was there until I was six, and then we came back to Nepal, and then I lived here for some time, but it was so difficult for my parents to find a good school for me to go to. They tried to get me into St. Mary's, I guess, and that didn't happen because Titi Vela source first time deal. So the next best thing was for them to send me to my Mamagore, which is in India. It's a place called Kalimpong, you know. So there's lots of Jesuit schools and things like that. And my mom has many siblings, so all her siblings' kids were all going to this school. So my mom and dad decided that might be a good option for me. And so I lived in my Mamagore for the first 4 years of school, so class one to class four summer. And then after five or six months, again, I was in the hostel. So I moved from my Mamagore to being in a all-girls convent school hostel. That was an interesting experience. And then when I was supposed to be in class seven, my mom went to get her PhD. So my dad and I were supposed to go to the States. My dad ko yani re a project nasakera. So it was time, instead of flying, I had to be it was almost school starting time. So I was enrolled into Gyanoday school, Gyanoday Balbatikama. So I studied in Gyanoday for about 7 or 8 months. So that was a culture shock. I came from an all girls very structured school system into this co-ed system where all kinds of I was just assaulted with being in the same room with boys, you're going through puberty. And it's like, it was a very confusing situation. My mom wasn't there. My dad was super busy. You know, my dad's sister, she did the best, but like with her upbringing, with her own upbringing, she wasn't really able to be a good, like, a good mentor growing up. So lots of trauma. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm so interested in menstrual hygiene and helping people, because I myself had a devastating experience with Sunny. I know, Ani, my father was not around to be able to protect me, and my aunt didn't know what to do because she just did how she was treated when she was 13, you know. So so I was also not treated well, and I didn't know how to do things, and you know, and my mom was not there. So that was a very traumatic experience for me. So maybe because of that also, because I had nobody to guide me and to provide me with the support I needed. The full support, like my dad did his best. Like, my dad was amazing. He made sure that he bought me the right sanitary products and taught me how to wear it and things like that. And unfortunately, my poo-poo, like, she wanted to like hide me for 12 days and things like that, and that was not gonna happen from my dad's side anyway, or from me. Like, I didn't want that to happen. So yeah, it was interesting, traumatic also. And then after that, when I was when I turned 13, my dad and I flew to the States, right? So I arrived in America on my 13th birthday, and then I went to school there for like 2 years, right? So class like 8th grade to 9th grade, now I studied there. And then I think we were there for a little over maybe almost like 20 months, like 2 years as a full boss, and then my mom finished her PhD coursework, and then she wanted to come back to Nepal, so we came back to Nepal. And then I had to make a really hard decision when I was 15 as to where I wanted to continue my schooling, because initially we had thought, like, my old school will just take me, I'll just go back to my convent school. And then since I had missed class 8, like, the Indian syllabus is like 8, 9, 10, so the rest of my classmates were in class 9, but then my experience in Nepali schools had been quite discouraging and quite, for me, emotionally traumatic. So I just decided it's better for me to lose a year and go back to my old school where I start at class 8 again. You know, so I chose to do that. So I felt it was better for, I mean, I don't think I knew about my mental health then, but to me, it felt safer to start like 8, 9, 10. And then, of course, you know, school company, there was some people who were bullies and stuff like that, so it was interesting. And a lot of people were disappointed that, like, more America goera, I did not come back a punk and stuff like that. So, because a lot of my schoolmates had thought that I would go to the States and come back a punk, and then I didn't, and there was quite a few people who were like supremely disappointed anyway. So yeah, so I finished 10 there. My 11, 12 day, I did it at St. Xavier's campus, and that was one of the most fantastic experiences of my life. So I really, really enjoyed being in high school there, you know. It was co-ed, but then I just felt it was such a safe space, and it really gave me an opportunity to actually first live with my parents. So I was like, I think I was 17 or 18 when I came back, and then I got to live there. Like, even though, like, as a student, I was horrible. So, like, I failed, like, ISCCO maths twice, which gave me an extra year to hang out with my parents and just, like, get to be their daughter. And I'm an only child. So, like, I really enjoyed, you know, the time I spent with my parents. And that also opened up, like, my failure opened up opportunities for me to actually work as a radio presenter. So had I not failed, you know, I would not have that time on my hands, and I wouldn't be like preparing for an extra exam. I would probably have already gone for a bachelor's degree and stuff like that. But then that year, which I failed and did not finish, it allowed me to, one, prepare for the maths that I failed in, and two, it gave me an opportunity to FM radio news gave to us. So I was listening to the FM stations a lot and also studying at the same time. So that gave me an opportunity to do that, I think, and also for me to rethink about what I wanted to do for my bachelor's. Like, you know, initially my 11, 12, 4, that's it, I had been thinking about public health, and also like environmental science and stuff like that. So I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. I was thinking about universities in Sri Lanka. I was thinking about Bangkok. And then I was also thinking about the US and things like that. So I was doing everything possible. But then Mero given. So I think one of the good things that happened was I had the opportunity to meet one of my dad's friends, and his daughter was going to dental school, and I had also at that point just had like dental problems, and I went to a dentist, and she was like fantastic, right? Now so I was like, oh, I want to be like her when I grow up, right? Now because like I felt like, you know, if being a dentist is such a good thing. But then I had also volunteered like right after my class 10 at the U hospital, okay, the Apanga Pacharko Lagi, it's oily bani batani batoma. So at that time it was very close to my house in Dhoviad. So I had gone and volunteered there for the first 3 months before my results came out, okay. So mero class 10 ko result aunu samma chai I went to volunteer there. So I knew I wanted to do public health as well, like, you know. And then one thing led to another. I got advice that if I want to do public health, it's better to do it as a master's instead of doing it as a bachelor's, because if I have a degree that is in dentistry or to medicine, then like Konsani, it'll be better for me to get a master's in public health. When I was advised, and had I taken that advice more seriously, I would have become a doctor, like a MBBS doctor. But I somehow, you know, when you're young, 6 months feels like such a long period of time. I decided to do dentistry because it was 6 months shorter. So anyway, I totally enjoyed dentistry as well. Like, it's fun to play around, and dentistry is like science and art and like, you know, like play, like using your hands to make beautiful, like fine stuff and all that. So that was fun. It was stressful, but it was also fun. There too, like I wasn't the best of students, but like I got better every year. And like India Manse, I faced a lot of racism, and certainly for my teachers and some of my classmates as well, because like when you're Nepali and you go to India, a lot of times we're looked down upon. We're seen as people who come to them as servants, or we're seen as somebody who is, because our social norms are much more laxer than theirs. They often see us as being like looser in character than they would see their own women. So there was multiple things, like, you know, I had a professor like force me to admit that I was Malaysian and stuff like that. And I was like, you can see my passport. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, we named the Hindu gods. And like, yeah. And I was like, I named the Hindu gods. And he's like, who's your favorite god? So I said Ganesh, and then he's like, Ganesh is good, but Ram is better. So from tomorrow, you have to get up in the morning and write Ram 100 times. And then I, one time, he failed me every time. So I went to him and said, like, sir, what can I do to pass? Because like every answer I wrote was correct, but he gave me zero without reading it because he knew my roll number. And my roll number was 13, I know. Ani, he like, first day in class, he's like, we were just sitting, and then he said, roll number 13, stand up. Like, he didn't ask for, he did this before he took roll call. And I stood up, and he said, for the past 4 years, roll number 13 has never passed my course in one shot. So you're not going to pass either. And I was like, sir, I was like, sir, I'll work very hard and I'll pass. And the funny thing is, like, I passed. But I swear, the Ram or Krishna or whoever was there in the universe, I like, out of 300, I got 150 and passed. Sorry. Ani, the next year, when I was in second year, he was looking for me. They came with those of my classmates who failed his course. Like, he was looking for me saying, where is Madhurima? And they were like, sir, but she's in second year. And he was like, how did she get to second year? I was going to fail her. That's how I know that, because like he said it to five other of my classmates. Anyway, so yeah, dentistry got me through like that. I got better every year, and like ultimately I'm like very very happy I have that degree, though I don't use it right now. I don't use it as much, but yeah, so basically I think you asked me and I just told you my whole life story. So yeah, after I came back I think I did some I came back and worked as a community dentist, luckily, like Gunsani, because my interest in public health, like I think if you want something enough, sort of the universe conspires for you. लाइक मैले अरू कुनै पनि हस्पिटलमा काम पाएन हुन्छ नि क्लिनिक्समा आई डिन्ट रियली वान्ट टु वर्क आई डिन्ट वान्ट टु ओपन अप माई ओन क्लिनिक आई एभ्री टाइम आई अप्लाइड एट अ हस्पिटल आई डिड नट गेट सेलेक्टेड हुन्छ नि इफ दे वर टेकिङ टु डक्टर्स आई वुड बी द थर्ड पर्सन अर द फोर्थ पर्सन लाइक अन द लिस्ट एन्ड आई केप्ट अन मिसिङ इट आउट अन्टिल लाइक आफ्टर लाइक अबाउट सिक्स सेभेन मन्थ्स अफ ट्राइङ देयर वाज एन ओपनिङ एट युनाइटेड मिसन टु नेपाल अनि उनीहरूको चाहिँ ओरल हेल्थ प्रोग्राम थियो सो आई वाज आस्क्ड लाइक देयर इज एन ओपनिङ हियर डु यु वान्ट टु कम एन्ड भोलन्टियर फर द फर्स्ट टु विक्स अनि त्यसपछि ओपनिङ हुन्छ देन यु can if you or if our boss likes you then you can like you will be taken on as a staff panero so that's how I found my first job as like concerning post dentistry as a oh there are other than that like by the time I was still going back to radio and doing my radio stuff right now so that was good also I was doing both like community dentistry and it's if I'm used to work for some time and then community dentistry became very time consuming I was traveling a lot so I would have to miss a lot of shows so I gave up radio because obviously community dentistry is way more important
I'll come to hajurko yo radio show ma pani because that's okay. That's quite interesting as well madhurima ji so it seems like you've had quite a few challenges haina you maile hajurko kura sunda sundai pani so what's more interesting is you tend to take those challenges and turn it into your destiny you know just bhanu you went through some traumatic period just to you control karma pani and that's why you think following that path at the moment ani tapai you failed that failure gave you some time to think you know so you, yeah. you that's what I learned ki even your setbacks opportunities or they happen for a reason
yeah like I have very supportive parents So my parents knew I was going to fail my ISC like cuz I did zero studying like I went to class every day I know I was not disruptive I was in the student council for the 2 years I was there Zani I always won the elections Zani so I was seen as like you know by my classmates even they didn't care about my grades thankfully I know so I was seen as somebody who was active and would get things done even for the college and stuff like that but like when I failed like every time I failed my mom would say this is a blessing in disguise hunchani so that's like one of the things and my dad would be like don't worry like you know you'll get where you need to get like you know you need to fall to grow and stuff like that so my parents are like extremely supportive so even now my mom says like hunchani like a couple of years ago like in 2020 I was hoping to be in the States in a PhD program and I didn't get accepted I applied to 5 universities all of them rejected me and my mom said look this is a blessing in disguise and then 2020 ma like hunchani COVID hit and that was not a good time to be in the States anyway it's still not a good time to be in the States right so like yeah so and also like had I been in the States then I never would have got to be a part of this amazing coaching program I never would have got to meet you and Nabila and like you know like those little things and then there's so many other experiences that I'm having like similar to how I'm getting to meet you all and interact with you all so like I mean I think I'm being very useful right now
awesome madhurima ji just aba hami chai hurkida kheri bhanu na when we were growing up 8 वर्ष 10 वर्षको उमेरमा चाहिँ हामीले भनौँ न इन्टरनेट थिएन मोबाइल फोन थिएन हामी जेनरली बाट भनौँ न घर बाहिर खेलिरहेको हुन्थ्यौँ लुकुमारी अथवा यो भेट्टाई खेलिरहेको हुन्थ्यौँ भने वाट आर यु फन प्लेइङ मेमोरिज वेन यु
ओ माय गॉड सो मेनी लाइक सो व्हेन आई फर्स्ट केम ब्याक टु नेपाल व्हेन आई वाज 6 इयर्स ओल्ड आई नो अनि माई ड्याड्स फ्यामिली होम वाज इन थमेल आई नो सो I used to have like so everywhere there were like young girls my age I know and I had all these dolls that hamro Kathmandu ma teti bela dolls haru paundaina thiyo so ani hamro sano chok thiyo so I had like friends who I had like and my mom is very friendly so she was like yeah mero chori cha can she play with your chori so I had like about like 6 or 7 friends and then so we would run to Thamel ma Bhagwati mandir ko agadi with all my dolls you know up and down and then ami to chitta khelthyo like huncha ni 5 paisa dero त्यो के टिप्न पाउँथ्यो नि त्यो उसमा अनि भाँडाकुटीको साइड पाउँथ्यो कि चाहिँ सानसानो त्यो हिन्दी फिल्मको लाइक एक्ट्रेसहरूको सानसानो त्यो नेगेटिभहरू पाउँथ्यो सो वी युज टु डु द्याट एन्ड देन दि थिङ वी डिड वाज आई ह्याड अ फ्रेन्ड हु वाज शिव श्रेष्ठको डटर होइन अनि he was ex, and then of course both her parents, her dad and her stepmom, were dancers, so she taught me how to dance. I know I was horrible at dancing, but like hamro chokma basera chai, so we would practice and then we would show it to my parents. I know, so euta chai tyo thyo like with my friends, and then like hunza ni us just running around, and then titaura khani, like all of that stuff. I know, and my mom used to bake us like little cakes. We had a small oven, so my mom used to make us carrot cakes, so my friends used to love coming, and I'm an only child, so like hunza ni I really love that any camaraderie I had with my friends. But now we've lost touch, like I don't know where they are, basically. I should go and find them. Not only, so yeah, I have like such fond memories of that. And then I went to study in India, where I grew up with my mom's siblings kids. I know that there was a lot of sibling rivalry there, but at the same time it was, I think, also healthy, because there was a lot of healthy competition with respect to like kunsani like grades and stuff like that, and there was also some unhealthy competition as well. So yeah, so basically when I was in काठमाडौँ चाहिँ त्यो गर्थ्यो, अनि त्यो हुन्छ नि त्यो हाम्रो अहिले मल्ल होटलको अगाडि त्यो होल एरियामा चाहिँ मेरो साइकल थियो, सो आई युज टु टेक माई साइकल देयर एन्ड राइड माई साइकल अराउन्ड देयर. सो आई ह्याड अ फोल्डिङ बाइक, एन्ड आई थॉट लाइक दैट वाज द कुलेस्ट स्टफ. Yeah, and then my dad, ani this was hamro exana family friend ko dui chhora haru thiyo, ani they didn't have a cycle, so they used to come to play on my cycle. So yeah, it was fun. We used to go tanera usma tanthyo, ani mo Kalimpong ma chai lots of fun. Like my grandparents had like 13 acres of bari, ani huncha ni we used to grow up, we used to get up in the morning together, eat our breakfast together, sabai janale thamka khanthyo, ke garthyo, somebody's being late, you know, and then we would eat and then walk to school and then walk back and then come back, and we were allowed to play. Like I think we arrived back home like school bata like hamro 3 o'clock tira chuti hunthyo hola, I think we were home by like 4:30, 4:45, ani tespachi like ekchin hat khutta dhoera khelnu paunthyo, ani we sat down to study at 5 o'clock and stuff like that. So it was like very like, I mean, ani my grandparents and my mom's siblings made sure we had a schedule, ani it was really fun. So teti bela chai we used to play in the bari, we used to help my grandmother with like my grandparents like grew cauliflower seeds, so hamle tyo kopi garne huncha ni kopi ma gaera gamaxine bhane to urea mal halne, all that we used to do on weekends. And I was like, when I was growing up, hamro mero hajbar ko khetma chai khetala hununthyo haina, so I used to fangirl on like these two khetala didi haru huncha ni, I still fangirl on them because to me they were my heroines. Like huncha ni they were sweet and they were working in the field all day, and I think because of that experience also, like I have no concept of caste, which is why I was so passionate about agi what I was saying. I have no concept of caste in the sense ki to me it's irrelevant, but I also, when I say it's irrelevant to me, it's like for me personally it's irrelevant, but I have been a victim of casteism myself, because like I come from an intercaste marriage where like unsani mere mom ko chhetri family like ma, I'm from a lower caste because my dad is from a newar family, my dad ko newar family like ma, because they're like a higher caste in newar, like mo chhetri ko chhori bhayera I'm a lower caste, unsani, so I don't fit in anywhere. So okay. For me, I'm Nepali first and foremost, right? No, so like for me, I'm a Nepali woman first and foremost. So like, yeah, so I don't identify with caste, but also at the same time, I know how steeped it is in Nepal. Like unsani, either outright, blatantly, by like unsani, or subtly, only ingrained. So there's a lot of toxicity surrounding that, or unfairness and unjust stuff happening because of that, right? Now. So yeah, so I basically grew up like that. Only my but I have like I used to play school manse. I got to be a little bit afraid of different games and stuff like that. So class 5 manse, I was allowed to play only rounders, and then I tried to play badminton. I wasn't the best. So like unsani, I didn't make the school team, but this when she say I had to leave, and then I wasn't allowed to be in any of the thing when I came back because it was already too late, you know, like because the school is not going to invest in somebody. Ani mo states ma hunda khere chai because of where we lived and stuff like that, I wasn't, because again, America ma pani dhilo join bhayo bhanera, I wasn't able to really find a niche for myself, you know. So yeah, those were like, I mean, I love the fact that I moved around so much, but also it does take away from like you being able to participate in something that requires stability in being in the same place. So like sports, my room, music, or madze, I never got an opportunity to explore those things. But I did become a good elocutionist because like more America better fork it I which is saying the nuns used to like my American accent, so they used to make me read the psalms and stuff like that for mass. Right now, so like Tanira, like the whole mass was like the father did parts of it, a nun or a nun would do parts of it, and then some of us schoolgirls were allowed to go and read different sections and stuff like that. So tele gardakheri pani, I got an opportunity to go in front of like unsani a mass and read something, I know. So I think that helped me in my radio because my diction became better. Unsani, I was coached on how to like unsani, I was like coached on how to like where to stop, what to emphasize, I know how to pronounce it well, how to enunciate it well. So everything has, I mean, I feel like I've used skills I learned like in something or another, like I still use it.
Definitely. Maile hajurle yo coaching garda kheri pani maile dherai chori bhane pani chu, you've got this style of speaking jale chai agadi ko manche lai very comfortable feel garaunchha ki. So that's something that I find amazing and inspiring pani. Madhurima ji, so मैले चाहिँ वेन आई वाज रिडिङ यो अलिकति बायोडाटा पढ्दाखेरि पनि यु सेड कि यु अल्सो फेसिलिटेट सेसन्स अन मेन्सुरल हाइजिन म्यानेजमेन्ट एन्ड सेक्स प्लेजर एन्ड कन्सेन्ट टु एडोलेसेन्स एन्ड यङ, अलिकति अगाडि पनि भन्नुभएको थियो जस्तो लाग्छ, तर वाट डज मिन एक्चुअली?
सो बेसिकली वेन आई से आई फेसिलिटेट सेसन्स, सम पिपल माइट डिस्क्राइब इट एज अ ट्रेनिङ, बट I don't believe exactly it's training. It's like when it comes to our sexual health and it comes to like you can give people knowledge about their reproductive rights. Any early menstruation company rights or roots, any it's really important for Nepali women to know that the chaupari pratha has been like criminalized by Nepal, like I mean criminalized by men, it's illegal right now. So those things are say information say ma like dinu parcha jasto lagcha, and I call it facilitating because like even though I lecture also, instead of calling myself a lecturer, because like I don't feel like I mean I enjoy doing it, but I also think I'm facilitating my students, like unsani students growth in learning something, and what I'm doing is just transferring knowledge from one place to them. I know, because it's not like I thought about these things, it's like me doing the research and then sharing it with them according to what's in the syllabus and what I think will be beneficial for them as they go out go about like their professional lives. So most of the courses I teach are all applied fields, so I like to make it as like make practical connections as much as possible. So even with like unsani hamro menstrual hygiene management pani trying to make it as practical as possible, right? No, in a way that it's easy for any lay person to understand. I do use a PowerPoint, but then that's just to make sure that I don't miss out any points rather than also when I talk about sexual and reproductive health, just letting people know what are the different types of what are the laws here, like concerning usually adolescents or school teachers or training, so training pani garchu, haina like orientations pani garchu, facilitation pani garchu, trainings pani garchu. Any trainings say are mostly for school teachers because like those are actually modules that I develop and then teach them accordingly, like unsani, so we give them tools so that they can conduct their own sessions.
Okay, awesome.
So basically this to gariraheko chu. So ani talking about consent and pleasure is like it's sort of like in a way it's a mentoring thing, like even though I call it like it's like helping like people, you know. I start with an exercise if it's about pleasure, like unsani about our five senses and like what we find pleasurable, like for visually what do we find pleasurable, like smell wise, like taste wise, touch wise and stuff like that. It's not always I don't start with a sexual thing, but then I do transition into making a conversation about sex you know, stuff like that. And also just knowing our bodies, which is very important, both for men and for women, like knowing our anatomy, knowing our bodies, being comfortable with it, and things like that. And I do bring in a lot of my own experiences in that, like, as in to say, like, you know, really embarrassing situations that have happened to me, or like when, like, you know, when I first learned what something meant, or things like that. So I like to share those things. So it I make a personal connection with people as well. So I do a slightly I do it slightly differently than our traditional things, even if I'm using the same material as our traditional like training packages and stuff like that. But yeah, I find that very fun, like, because then it gives me, like, you know, when, especially if I'm making a module or something like that, then I get to do the, you know, the nerd in me gets to do all the literature review and like find all the stuff and do a lot of research. And then I get to compile it and synthesize it and put it in a way that might be most acceptable to Nepal, I know. And then I get to experiment or try it out or pilot it out when I do the trainings and see how, what is the kind of response I get from the teachers. So sometimes like that is one of the most validating things that I will experience.
Wow. Okay. So this is something that हामीले नेपालमा चाहिँ खासै सुनिरा हुँदैनौ. So you're doing something like that. अघि तपाईले being was one of your biggest passion भन्नुभएको थियो. So that's definitely being useful.
Yeah, and it's not just me, you know, Bonji, I just want to add that it's not just me. I'm like one of many women who do this. And okay, many organizations who do this. So there's a lot of organizations who do like excellent work, but like oftentimes it's still not enough. Given like how much population we have, like hamro population to service provider ratio is not sufficient. But yeah, but it's definitely, it's not just me, like there's so many fantastic women, and sometimes I get to work with them and I get an opportunity to learn from them as well. So it's always nice. Like I always enjoy doing joint sessions and stuff like that because I get to learn as well. And yeah, and then I'll let you continue.
Yeah. You enjoy doing joint sessions, Vandu. Yeah, but तर यो हामी त्यति कुरा गरिरा हुँदैनौ सायद त्यसले गर्दाखेरि पनि त्यति सुनिदैन, right? You said it's not something that will come up that easily अथवा त्यति comfortable पनि feel गर्दैनौ हामी कुरा गर्नलाई. मैले चाहिँ लास्ट टाइम आई टक टु यु यु सेड कि लट अफ वुमेन डोन्ट नो कि सेनिटरी प्याड चाहिँ यु सुडन्ट युज फर मोर देन 4 hours, म्याक्सिमम 6 hours भन्नुहुन्थ्यो. सो आइ एम क्युरियस टु नो वाट आर सम अफ द थिङ्स लट अफ अस डु नट सिम टु रियलाइज एन्ड इज भेरी इम्पोर्टेन्ट इन टर्म्स अफ मेन्स्ट्रुअल हाइजिन एन्ड सेक्स.
Like, I mean, number one, like menstrual hygiene is like first and foremost, we need to understand that it's a natural biological process that has to occur in a healthy woman. You know, if after puberty hits, like, or after menarche one, so after the first menstrual incident, if it doesn't continue regularly, then that means that there is either some hormonal imbalance or there's a nutritional imbalance, or it could be another medical issue, right? So those are things that will have to be addressed. And I don't want to like shock people or to scare people by saying that it is that, but then, you know, if it doesn't happen regularly, the first year of your menstruation, maybe you can miss a few periods because your body is still getting used to the hormones. One of your ovaries might not have matured as soon as your other ovary. We all have two, all women have two, all females have two ovaries, right? Now, so it could be for various reasons, but also at the same time, it's really important to, and we have such a huge stigma associated with menstruation in Nepal that a lot of young girls grow up feeling, oh, it's better not to get it. I know. So I actually want to remove that fear and loathing associated with menstruation, because menstruation is a beautiful thing. It's the only reason it's the only reason the human race exists. If women did not menstruate, none of us would be here. So basically, I do want to change the narrative of like from fear to acceptance, as also, of course, it's difficult, but then more than women to be fearful and, you know, disgusted by what happens to our bodies during that time. I would like women to be able to embrace it, but also deal with it in a healthy manner, as in like, so if it's painful, then you take the right measures to make sure that you reduce the pain as much as possible. Also, like hygiene is super important, because some of the dirtiest places in our bodies are our mouth and, you know, our anus and our yoni, if it's not kept clean. And our yoni is so close to our anus that, like, you know, we have to take extra care, especially during menstruation. Hamro ragat dherai ta bogdaina khasma. अब नापिउने भने त लाइक हुन्छ नि इट्स ओन्ली युजली लाइक अ कप लाइक यु नो अबाउट 100 ग्राम्स ओर समथिङ लाइक द्याट बट देन इट फिल्स लाइक इट्स सो मच मोर सो इट्स रियली इम्पोर्टेन्ट टु रेगुलरली चेन्ज वाट एभर वेयर रिसिभिङ इट इन लाइक रिगार्डलेस अफ वेदर यु युज अ ट्याम्पोन ओर अ कप ओर लाइक ओर डिस्पोजेबल प्याड ओर ए क्लथ लाइक हुन्छ नि रिवासेबल रियुजेबल प्याड होइन सो The thing is, like I do that, I have the same issue with in dental products as well. Like hamile jun chai chai dekhchau ni like so different companies or toothpaste bhanum like menstrual pad or bhanum like huncha ni rat bhari basera bholi palcha byana setu luga laera din bhari launda khiri pani leakage na bhako bhanera dekhaunchau, which is great, but rat bhari 12 ghanta laera sutne bhanera huncha ni ta. I know, so that is not good, because like even if you bleed less than 10 milligrams of blood, it's been there in your body, next to your body, for such a long period of time, and then there's possibility of like bacteria breeding itself there, and it can cause all kinds of infections, you know, foul smells and all of that. So it's like really important for us to maintain our hygiene, and a lot of times, and then also menstrual pads are so expensive, I know. Also we want things that smell good, so we're willing, so we often like in the balance of things, we often use things that help to get rid of the odor, and sometimes when you help to get rid of the odor, you don't realize that an infection is happening.
Okay,
I know. It might seem like you're having pain, and then you just take medicine for the pain, and then त्यो smell त्यो naturally त्यो धेरै शरीरमा धेरै बेरसम्म बस्यो भने त्यो अलिकति हुन्छ नि सडेको, किनभने त्यो त ब्याक्टेरियालाई खान्छ, सड्छ नि त होइन. सो त्यसको डिकम्पोजिसन हुन थाल्छ हाम्रो बडीमै बसेर, अनि आवर बडी टेम्परेचर इज सो वार्म ड्युरिङ द्याट टाइम द्याट इट्स लाइक पर्फेक्ट फर and especially if you wear jeans and like, you know, if you're wearing non-cotton clothing and stuff like that, that can like even like that can also affect that process. So it's like so I always recommend young girls and women to use like concerning cotton stuff, like cotton underwear and stuff like that, even though it's easier to clean other nylon and polyester stuff, use cotton bhanera chai ma bhanchu, kinabhane like, you know, so there's that anifeni to the physical stigma of like us not being able to dry our sanitary pads like out in the sun and stuff like that also is an issue. Like I'm culturally, there's so many things that come into play, so unsani I have to be very careful also and cognizant about making sure that I give like culturally appropriate messages as well as scientifically appropriate correct, like unsani appropriate and scientifically like correct messaging.
Okay, awesome, Hajur Maji. I think this is very useful. Kati jana lai yo thaha hunu sakcha, right? So as long as they know about unharu lai thaha cha bhane, they can intelligently to do something about it. Hajur Maji, I was wondering ki this is something that we don't hear in Nepal enough, haina. What is a gender practice na? What does that mean?
A gender practice or a gender?
No, you said you're a gender practitioner, right? So what is that?
Gender practitioner is basically, I call myself a gender practitioner because like mero public health ma whatever ma, you know, like even if it's dental advice, a lot of advice I give is based on their on their gender identity, people go. So like we all have a different like gender, say there's the gender definitions are like non-binary, or if you belong to a binary gender identity, you're either male, female, होइन ओर सम पिपल कल देमसेल्भ्स ए जेन्डर विच इज लाइक दे डोन्ट फिल आइदर मेल नर फिमेल एन्ड दे आर अल्सो नट दे आर जेन्डर नन कन्फर्मिङ मिन्स दे डोन्ट वान्ट बी डिफाइन्ड एज एनी बडी दे जस्ट सी देमसेल्भ्स एज पिपल हुन्छ नि ओर दे माइट हेभ देयर ओन लाइक इट्स एभर इभल्भिङ बिकज द मोर वी ओपनली वी टक अबाउट इट द मोर भेरिएसन्स वी फाइन्ड इन वाट पिपल आर कम्फर्टेबल विथ इन आइडेन्टिफाइङ देमसेल्भ्स होइन सो like so basically when I talk about a gender practice it means that it comes from a place where I believe everybody is equal which is also feminism but it's also gender equality where men and women are equal I know or all genders are equal like trans men trans women I know people who are non-binary or call themselves agender like all of us are equal I know no matter what we are because we're one Nepali citizens and then on a larger scale we're global citizens and we all have and all our countries have signed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights so like when I say a gendered approach it's like trying to make it as intersectional bhandakheri pani abo kinabhane like abhanji if I was talking to you it might be a certain way I know that I would explain things to you if I was talking to you about like menstruation or even sexual health regarding something you want to find out for your son or daughter I know if you had ani so the way I approach it would be like I would might explain it to you in a way that you can understand it but then when I give you advice on how you can approach it with your daughter I would say it to you in a way that you can then like continue work that out with her according to what's comfortable for her one is that but the other thing is also coming from a very rights based approach whereas like you need the right to knowledge what are and when we say rights it's like it might sound like it's huge but then it's just saying like what we all should have access to for now okay be it information be it services like kunchani hamle education ko herne ho pani every all of us should have a right to education right now on in nepal ma chai we see a lot of like kunchani or child marriage or kunchai every child should have the opportunity to say no to a marriage and parents shouldn't be engaging their children in marriage when they're too young I know without when they're not old enough to be able to make an intelligent consent I know Absolutely. so that could be certain examples but I usually mostly use that in terms of like menstruation and sexual and reproductive health which is again making like informed choices and things like that and also letting like boys and girls know about consent because like a lot of the reported like sexual assaults or like uncomfortable sexual situations is usually because a man or a boy is doing it to a girl or a woman but it could also be reversed or it could also be like sexual predatorship bhanum na haina or like people need to like children should be aware about what is a safe touch and an unsafe touch haina ani pahila chai good touch bad touch bhanthyo elai tara like abo bad touch bhanda kheri chai good touch or bad touch bhanda kheri chai older men should not keep young girls on their lap bhanne message gayo so when fathers wanted to hold their daughters the daughters said you're doing bad touch to me daddy okay. So then there was a shift to safe touch and unsafe touch because like if it's a father and a daughter usually it's a safe touch ni
true
not that there aren't perversion like there aren't perversions within families but usually it is a safe touch right now so those yeah. conversations are also conversations that I have even if I'm talking about menstruation or even if I'm talking about sexual and reproductive health ani Nepal ma chai we have a really excellent like hamro government of Nepal has excellent resources on sexual reproductive health like scientifically knowledge is all there it's like super correct it gets updated every couple of times but I think maybe the only thing that's missing a little bit is like us incorporating like how like many adolescents feel about things and also getting with the pop culture I know so if I'm going to talk to like if I'm going to talk to young kids about like and also I hear a lot of conversations about people saying like oh my god we must talk about like concerning sex and consent and understanding what sex is and what hormones are to like class 7 8 ko bacha like no you should start talking to them about it from class 1 or nursery because by the time they're in class 8 their minds are already made up it's easier to learn something than to unlearn something.
Okay, I didn't
know. I know.
Okay.
So, like, and then, like, that's my personal philosophy, and I do try and practice that as much as possible when I go to schools and talk about it. So, like, my menstruation ko barema kura garna jandaichu bhane ani adolescent like or growing up huncha ni puberty ko barema schools har sam garera kura garchu bhane I usually ask them that can I talk to them from class 3 I know on class 3 ma chai I usually keep the boys and girls together because that at that age they might not have so much desegregation of oh boy girl I know especially in a sexualized manner Ani, so being able to talk to them about menstruation and talk to the whole class, like, you know, talking to them, not about like it's something that their classmates have, but something that rather their moms had and have and the reason that they're there. Like, the reason that they were born is because their moms menstruated, I know. So having that conversation is also, actually, I think it's quite helpful. And also it helps boys to understand and also be, hopefully, I have not done a personal survey on it. And I would love to at some point, but being able to, you know, have a candid conversation about what happens during menstruation or what happens hormonally, what will happen to their bodies. Like, kids now are like so well informed. In 2019, I went to do a survey on sexual, like knowledge, attitude and practices regarding sex and reproductive health to school children in Budur municipality. And I was interviewing the boys. I know I was doing focus group discussions with the boys and the boys know about porn. They know about sex, but they still have so many curiosities because like there's so many myths about like masturbation, like whether it's good, it's bad and things like that. And so I think as soon as we learn to like Japanese age appropriate and I'd like to preface that by saying that when I say that we should talk to boys and girls from class 1, I'm not saying that we should tell them what happens in sex. What I'm saying is that age appropriate huna paryo. Right now, reproduction is something that happens bhanera, like just how we teach them how flowers, you know, become seeds and things like that. It's easy to make that connection between a male and a female in person as well. You know, so you don't have to sexualize it. Right now, you don't have to the sex unit or something like that. Yeah.
It seems like you're almost suggesting just to prep them up.
And then as they grow older, then they'll know more.
True.
I know. And also, like I feel Hindu tradition that say on one hand, we celebrate the union. I know, between a male and a female. That's what Pashupati is based on. We're not just praying to the Shiva Linga. The Shiva Linga is inside a yoni. That's the yoni, that's the base. I know. So basically we're worshipping copulation or procreation. I know. So tara, at the same time, we also like stigmatize sexual relationships so much. Instead of saying like age appropriate huna parcha, we say like and then nobody talks about it. Nobody says like what is the right way to do it or how to feel it, like how to communicate about it. And then all of a sudden they're like, you know, newlyweds are expected to be able to make it work. They're expected to be able to navigate a whole new relationship of having a new person move in, leaving your house and then moving in to a totally different household and being expected to not only feel at home, but to excel at being a family member, like so much pressure on women. I know. Ani, also then being able to, having to navigate, making sure that you're a good daughter-in-law with making sure that you and your husband have a healthy marital life, which means emotions and sex, everything, and friendship, everything, together. I know. So I think it's like such a challenge for Hami. Young Nepali people, and I won't say just women. I think women, it's harder for women, definitely, but it's also hard for men as well. Not to negate like the experiences that men have, because like none of us are ever equipped, because nobody is there to guide us. You learn by doing, and then a lot of times you might make mistakes, or you're just on different levels of understanding of the same situation, so it can create different conflicts with mother-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, you know, all in-laws, and then the new member of the family. And also there's, I think, there's always like people अरूले के भन्छ मैले मेरो बुवा मैले मेरो बुहारीलाई धेरै माया गर्यो भने ओर चाहिँ लाइक हुन्छ नि लाइक सी सुड डु दिस बिकज आई डिड इट आई थिङ्क वी निड टु ब्रेक द्याट साइकल अफ प्यारेन्टिङ हुन्छ नि ओर बिङ एन इन ल अनि अस्ति आई वाज वाचिङ दिस रियली इन्ट्रेस्टिङ हुन त इट्स म्याथ्यू मकनेहे होइन तर हि हेज रिटन दिस बुक कल ग्रिन लाइट आई हेभन्ट रेड इट बट लाइक आई जस्ट बिन वाचिङ अल द इन्टरभ्युज रिगार्डिङ इट एन्ड हि टक्स अबाउट हाउ अब्युजिभ हिज प्यारेन्ट्स वर But he wants to break that cycle. So it's okay for us to break certain cycles without, I mean, like, unsa ni hamro Hindu spiritualism ko tyo break na garikana, I think we can break certain rituals or certain customs and practices to be more healing and nurturing instead of being traumatic.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
This is my own personal philosophy. It's like not based on like, any kind of yeah, that's my personal philosophy. Like, I think there is enough we can do to without being bad Hindu.
Absolutely. I think Madhuri Majili bhaneko jastai nai, I see a lot of young people talking in the same line, right? So just let's just compare whatever is true, jun kura le chai hamlai empower gariraha chha, let's just get rid of them. Madhuri Maji, so I've got a only a few more questions to go, and I'm socheko questions, there's still a lot of questions that I'll keep it short. Gender equity equality, what's the difference
between gender equality and what
gender equity
and gender equity? So okay, so equality and equity are something that go hand in hand, I know. So equity is something that means like unsani, equality means there's absolute like 100% on both sides, bhanum na, right? Ani equity means that sometimes you might need to make something 130% for one group, and then so that they can catch up and be 100% at par with each other. So like right now, where we have, it's also equity is also also an example of that is affirmative action to reach equity. होइन तर हामीले चाहिँ अब इक्विटी र इक्वालिटी चाहिँ कस्तो छ भने हाम्रो एज अ डेभलपिङ कन्ट्री इन नेपाल आई बिलिभ द्याट इक्विटी इज भेरी इम्पोर्टेन्ट होइन बिकज इक्विटेबल हुन पऱ्यो नि त अब जस्तो एन एक्जाम्पल लाइक भन्छ इफ आई जस्ट युज एज एन एक्जाम्पल यु एन्ड नबिला होइन सो दि पर्ह्याप्स बिङ फ्रम यु द सोसियो cultural representation that you come from and the social cultural representation that Nabila comes from, I know there are certain differences in the way you're brought up, your family structures, how things are done, and what like Nabila's parents might worry about her and what your parents might worry about you or while you were growing up are going to be very different. I know. So for it to be equal, that they won't worry about the same thing, like they don't have to worry, like for Nabila's parents to get to a point where Nepali society is such that they don't have to worry about the things that your parents never have to worry about, then we would be equal. Tara, since that is not there, then we need policies, laws, and things like that in place to make sure that people like Nabila and myself would be able to feel as safe as you would in our society. And that could be in terms of not only safety, but also in terms of opportunities, in terms of education, in terms of just even like not being catcalled on the street and things like that. So like that whole range, not just those two things, but the whole everything in between is like what equity is.
Okay,
so that's awesome. My understanding of it, right? Oh, it's not really a technical, but I think for me that's what it means.
Okay, so for me maile chai bujheko anusar chai kahile kahi sabai jana lai 100 rupiya baanyo bhane pani it might not be fair to everyone. Kasai lai 120 dinu parla, kasai lai 130 that they're all the same, right? That's a lot of sense. So Madhuri Maji, in your view, and if I may ask, how is gender equality important for men?
Oh, gender equality is so important for men because the patriarchy, which leads to gender inequality in Nepal, and also feudalism, which leads to issues of social exclusion, they're equally important to men as well as women, and it's especially important to men because it has affected their moms, neither, I know. So, or it's affected the women before them in their families. So it's ultimately going to affect them as well. I know within their family, they might have more advantages than their girl siblings, I know. But if you look at it societally, they're already at a disadvantage because their moms were at a disadvantage. So as a whole family, I know, for a whole family to be empowered together, unless women are empowered, it's going to be incomplete. So another thing is, like, when we talk about gender equality, especially if we talk about feminism, you know, which is basically the same thing, equality is like, you know, men are, there's so much pressure on Nepali men because of our patriarchal structures, where men are expected to be the provider. They're also expected to be super strong, like stoic, stiff upper lip, British lip, not allowed to feel, or look for help or support. Why not? So when there's gender equality, it means that we're all allowed to feel the same fears and also allowed access to the same opportunities. So opportunities, like your ability or your the permission for all of us to feel like scared or fear or being challenged, and it's okay to ask for help. Gender equality, where we don't have any specific gender norms, like the breadwinner has to be the father, or when a man and a woman, when a boy and a girl go on the date, that the boy always has to pay. Something as simple as that, to being like, oh, it's the sole responsibility of the son in the family to look after his family, to look after his parents, look after his sister if she's not married. Like, if the sister has her own education and if his parents educated all the children equally, then they have equal opportunities for success. So, and a married brother would never have to financially support an unmarried sister.
True.
And those things are changing, but it's often frightening to men because I think what is happening is it might feel emasculating to men, though that's never the intention.
Uh-huh.
So it's a limited understanding about the process and how it's actually beneficial. And sometimes, there's some feminists who say men can never be feminists. They can be strong allies because they can never be a feminist because they don't have a woman's body. They don't have a woman's experience. So they can never be a feminist. There's one school of thought. There's another school of thought that says anybody can be a feminist, because a feminist is just somebody who believes that men and women and all sexes and genders are created equal.
That makes sense. Awesome, Madhurimaji. So I'll just go through some fun questions about, just a few fun questions. I'll get the serious word of any. What are your few of your bullet points? Moments, Madhurimaji.
My three proudest
moments.
Okay, so we never talked about this, but I think the latest one, or one of the biggest ones, was when I produced and directed as a team the Vagina Monologues in 2020. I think that was one of the best, and I also got to perform this piece that I'd been dying to perform ever since I got to be a part of the team and stuff like that. So I think that was it. Another was, it's really silly, but when I was in high school, and I take so much pride in that even now, it just kind of shows some part of my egocentrism. I was voted most active as well as most popular in St. Xavier's campus in my plus two. So I think that also, and I carried that with me for a really long time, and I think I still have remnants where I do want to be that.
Awesome.
So yeah. I've let it go a little bit because, yes, you know how candid and straightforward I am. I know. I think another thing would be, when as a family, my parents and I, we I can't say adopted because we didn't do it legally, but socially and financially, we have a new family. We have a family member. She's 21. She's 20. She's going to be 21 soon, Ani. But she and her mother have been with us since she was like 3.5, 4 years old. Like basically, she was like, we've known her since she was born. So like, we have her as a part of our family. So like, we're very proud of her. And also, I think like the love she brings into our family and the love that we're able to give to her has been like one of the most enriching experiences for all three of us, like Kunzani, for my parents and myself. So I think that, yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome. Ani Madhuri Maji, tapaile chai, you binge on murder mysteries bhanirahnu bhayo thiyo, haina. So what does that do for you?
I don't know. I think it just helps me understand human nature. And also, like, with all the binging that I've been doing on murder mysteries, what I've found out, especially with serial killers, is how much pain they have in their lives because they've been so abused as children. Like, so they no longer have the compass of, like, unsani, empathy, sympathy, love, like, respect for another human being because they were never respected as children. They were abused. So where will they learn love and respect? And sometimes it's so bad that, it's so bad that there is some research that I think I need to do a little bit more research on that, that shows that when a lot of trauma happens, it could actually change the structure of our brain. That could be reversible or irreversible. So that means that Kunzani, people we call psychopaths, sociopaths, like Kunzani, those are people that are nurtured into being that, or like Kunzani, or negative nurturing, Kunzani. Or a lack of nurturing that bring them to that. So I think that's one of the things I know. And also then there's the other part of me, that's the curious part of me, that's always like, how did they solve the murder? How did they solve the mystery? How did they find this person? Like Kunzani, discovering the cause, like Kunzani, or discovering the, like, how did they, like, you know, the clues and the detective work and all that is also fascinating. So it's a combination of those things.
Okay, beautiful. So three mistakes you've made in life that you think others should not repeat.
No problem. Like, oh my god. I think one of the biggest mistakes I've made is committing too quickly in relationships and then making a fool out of myself, or making an asshole out of myself is better. I wouldn't say fool. Like, just be making an asshole out of myself and then pushing myself to like the highest level of assholeness, with the justification that I'm doing this because I love that person. So, I mean, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest mistakes. I mean, that did not come from a place of respect or like consent from the other person. So yeah, that is, I think those are, and I'm extremely ashamed of it. And I've actually apologized to those people that I've practiced that on. That was one way of finding closure regarding some of my relationships. Also, I think another mistake that I've made is like professionally, where I don't know if it's a I think I could definitely have tried that path, Bonumna, more than like a huge mistake, because like it hasn't really, I have no complaints about where my life is professionally right now. But I think like when I was first, like when I was doing my master's, I was so homesick. I came to Nepal every holiday I had. So instead of doing that, I could have tried to get an internship either in America itself or in Latin America or in Africa or in any other South or any other Asian country rather than just coming back to Nepal. So it made me, even though I feel like I have, and people who meet me say that I have the unsani professional, unsani capabilities to go international, because I don't have that experience, I don't usually get shortlisted because I can't show that on my CV. So if I were to give advice to somebody who's like unsani, thinking of getting into any kind of unsani profession, even if you need to volunteer, and especially if your parents can support you for it, like try and get an internship in India or Bangladesh or Sri Lanka, unsani, which is easiest for us. I know, not too far to travel, or even if it's Bangkok or something like that. So yeah, I would suggest that, and not only internships but also jobs. Like, so one of the things I did was, like, when I finished my master's, I didn't stick around in America too long. Even though I had a 1 year visa, I only stuck around for 3.5 months to see if I could find a job there. When I didn't, I just decided to come back to Nepal. I know, okay. Like, that time it was a decision of not feeling useful and also financial. So it was those two, like, concerning usefulness and financial co-decision. But as soon as I came back, I found this fantastic job where, like, I got the directorship of the Bhutanese Refugee Healthcare Project, I know. So it was definitely, like, and that has helped me to, like, sort of, you know, set the tone of my work and stuff like that, I know. But, yeah, so I think that would be one of the mistakes. And the other mistake that I think I have made is, I think, like, and I think I still continue to make this mistake, is sometimes, like, I struggle, asti maile tapaisanga pani tyo whole ugarirahe thi ni, I wish I had just, like, even if it's blindly, even if there were certain episodes that could have failed, I wish I had started my, like, podcast earlier. I should try not to be such a perfectionist in many ways, because, like, I'm so frightened of failure that sometimes I don't take the first step.
Okay, awesome. So perfectionist, you know, don't wait too long. Something jump in, mistake, last two questions, Madhuri Maji. One is around failure, you know, so हामी फेल भएपछि चाहिँ अलर सबैजना गर्छौँ हामी, वी गो इन टु दिस साइकल अफ आम नट इनफ भन्ने खालको फिलिङमा जान्छौँ. कतिजना चाहिँ दे गेट आउट अफ इट विदिन अ कपल अफ मिनट्स होला, कतिजनालाई फ्यु आवर्स, कतिजनालाई फ्यु विक्स, कतिजनालाई फ्यु मन्थ्स, कतिजना दे स्ट्रगल फर अ फ्यु इयर्स, होइन. वाट्स योर स्ट्राटेजी अफ गेटिङ आउट अफ द साइकल अफ सेट ब्याक्स एन्ड आम नट इनफ काइन्ड अफ फिलिङ्स?
So far, like, it's been, I think it's been, like, one is to acknowledge that, maybe do a power, like, I mean, you know, have an internal reflection of yourself and write down why you failed. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you succeed in what you did? And you don't have to share that with anybody. It's just a truth you share with yourself. Nobody else needs to know. It's nobody's business. One is that, and the second one is to then, based on that, say, what can you do differently so that you don't fall back on the same thing again? And then be gentle on yourself and give yourself a little bit extra time to make sure that you reach that. I think that's one way. And I think, like, I got to practice that with you, Asti, when we did that session on, like, you know, creating my own timeline, and I was being super lenient with myself, as you know. But yeah, I think that might be one thing as well, to also be lenient with yourself. And a lot of times we fail, or we measure our failure because we've not allowed ourselves enough space to grow or to be, so that we can get to the destination we want to get at.
Okay, awesome advice. Maintain, be gentle with yourself, funny, vulnerable, right? So allow yourself that. असम मधुरिमाजी, मसँग यति धेरै क्वेसन्सहरू थियो, मैले रेडियोको बारेमा अझ के सोध्नु बाँकी छ होइन, तर त्यो आई विल प्रोबब्ली डु द्याट अनदर सेसन. तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुरु गरेपछि बी नाइस टु, मैले चाहिँ लास्ट क्वेसन मधुरिमाजी, आई नो यु सेड कि अघि, सो इफ यु रियली वान्ट समथिङ द युनिभर्स कन्सपायर्स फर यु भनेर पनि भन्नुभएको थियो होइन. And you just listening to your life story, there's a lot of challenges, you know? There's a lot of fun parts tapaiko life ma, you know, you've experienced so many things we would probably never, you know, experience that kind of thing. So there's also been a lot of traumatic challenges you've faced. So if you look at your life and you think that the universe has a design for you, why do you think universe chose this particular life for you?
Well, I think it's because, like, I'm kind of spiritual in the sense ki, I think, like, you know, I believe in reincarnation as a Hindu, and then also it just makes sense, practical sense, that you would be reincarnated, and, like, how as souls we just continue from one body to another, or one life to another, one experience to another, you know. So, like, malaji kosa lagcha bhane, I think I have, well, at least in this life, I have the gift of communication. So I feel like Unsani, I communicate things well. I'm able to like put things forward. I also have curiosity Unsani, about things and all that. So I think the universe has chosen this, like chosen to give me all these opportunities and experiences because to I can be a good source of like Unsani, or I can be a good resource for creating a sense of safety and things like that, like Unsani, and being useful that way to other people. Because I think unless I had been through those traumatic experience, especially with respect to Unsani, menstruation, and also like Unsani, when I was a kid, I was sexually assaulted and stuff like that. But like Unsani, being it helps to create empathy and a better understanding about what a person might be going through. So I think it makes me a better facilitator when it comes to that.
Awesome.
With the work I do.
Thank you so much, Madhuri Maji. I'll say you've 1 hour, 15, 20 minutes saying I'm absolutely inspired by you and your courage and what you've been through and because you've turned what has happened to you into something positive. To you know, doing impactful things, to being useful, for other people, I mean, that's definitely inspiring. Also, to learn about your strategy of dealing with failure, and the three mistakes you've said, and gender equality, equity, what you've said with us, and menstrual hygiene. Use matching important kura and especially to jun tapale bujhaunu bhayo ki why. Gender equality is also beneficial for men. And you women ko matra issue hain ki this is also for men. And amro betterment ko life pani, this is very important.
I mean, it's like I wouldn't say betterment. I would just say empowerment. Like, because I don't think like as a man, I don't think you need to get better. You just need to like be more empowered. And absolutely. Sometimes that empowerment might come through better knowledge. I know, or it could might come through better opportunities. So yeah, I actually don't like the term betterment.
Okay, you say side.
I'm a very Nepali term. Okay, I'm a Nepali development jargon. On the betterment, but I think.
यो नेपाली चाहिँ हाम्रो फर्स्ट ल्याङ्ग्वेज भएको र ट्रान्सलेसनमा आई थिंक so thank you mom I would be very mindful of using those words I know empowerment to say pani
it's like it's totally your choice it's just personally for me it just feels like it doesn't say enough okay like when you say something has to be better it's like already saying like people are starting from a negative instead of them starting from like sometimes people start from 5 or a 0 that's not because they have anything wrong with them it's just because of the situation that they were born into or the situation that they arrive at right now due to circumstances that are out of their control
absolutely so Madhuri Maji I would just like to say thank you so much for giving us this opportunity much of yours all happy please subscribe I mean yes for keeping financial benefits but we like to bring in inspiring people like Madhuri Maji and pahila aunu bhayeko jastai jo bata chai hami we can learn something haina hami from every single person hami kehi sikna sakchau bhanera ani surumai Madhuri Maji le pani she said ki learning and growth is a big part of who she is bhanera pani bhannu bhayo I think it resonates with a lot of us kinabhane we feel like we are here to improve ourselves in some ways and be useful to the world haina so subscribe if it's possible ani Madhuri Maji I'll hand it over to you you close the session ani if you'd like to add something to it add and then you can just close the session for us please
okay well thank you so much for having me Puanji this has been like really fun for me because I hadn't really revisited like who I am like since being a child right I don't always get that opportunity so thank you so much for taking me back there and also it helped me connect like you know I believe in synchronicity or like you know a series of events that help you and I think it was Steve Jobs who talked about like Unsani connecting the dots and stuff like that I know it's either Tim Cook or Steve Jobs who said that so I do believe everything every dot that happens in our life or every significant event or sometimes insignificant where we haven't really thought about it helps us to become who we are so like even if you what I would like to say is probably like if you feel something is a setback it's probably something that will strengthen you more and help you to become more successful in whatever endeavors you take part in the future. So thank you.
Good night, everyone. Namaste.
नेपालमा सर्वाधिक डाउनलोड गरिएको हाम्रो पात्रो एप तपाईँका लागि सधैँ सजिलो सबै सजिलो तपाईँ पनि डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस् किनकि यसमा सबै छ।